Video voyeurism is the practice of spying on someone engaged in a number of things ranging from undressing to sexual activity. Republican Representative Eric Eisnagle of Orlando says his bill would crack down on the activity.
Over the summer, I had a constituent call my office, a father of a 12-year-old girl who'd been victimized by someone who committed video voyeurism against his 12-year-old daughter. He was very upset because he had just found out that even though this guy admitted to committing video voyeurism against his 12-year-old daughter at a local Walmart and pleaded guilty, that he wasn't going to have to register as a sex offender. I was also shocked and upset about that, and so started working on this bill.
House Bill 437 would make it a second-degree felony if someone commits video voyeurism against a minor and require that anyone who commits video voyeurism against a child register as a sex offender. Under current law, someone who is charged with video voyeurism would only be charged for the video, not the number of victims depicted in the video. Eisnagle's bill would allow prosecutors to charge someone for every victim depicted in a video. But Gail Coletta disagrees with the amount of penalties Eisnagle is putting in place. She's the president of Florida Action Committee, a group that seeks to make the public more aware about myths versus facts regarding sex offender issues.
I'm also the mom of a young man who got caught up in all of this while he was in a manic phase of a bipolar event. I'm not here simply to tell you my son's story, but I will say that prosecutors are not separating out those that pose a threat from those who've actually made a mistake, even if it was a single occurrence. We're taking the lives away from young men who really do not understand what it is that they've done.
As a person who was sexually abused for 5 years, Coletta says she understands the intent behind the bill. But she says legislation driven by emotion, not research, is irresponsible. For example, research shows child pornographers are at a lower risk for reoffending than actual sex offenders and would be better suited towards rehabilitation. And South Florida forensic psychologist Eric Imhoff agrees. A specialist in sex offenders for 20 years, he says lawmakers are jumping the gun and lumping all sex offenders together before doing the research.
The current research shows that there's no bearing of the number of images on the risk that an individual poses. Research also is inconsistent and doesn't show consistently that pornography leads to commission of hands-on offenses or more sexual violence. We have tools that will help us sort out who is high risk and low risk. And I don't think at this point in time these tools are being used effectively.
Many lawmakers on the panel still said they supported the bill, but after hearing some of the testimony, Democratic Representative John Julian of North Miami Beach says one area was a concern for him.
I'm a parent of five, and one of the last things that I would ever want is to see an image of my child in child pornography. But I am, however, concerned we would penalize a person who possesses the material, very offensive material, but we would penalize the person who possesses the offensive material more than the person who manufactures, who creates and distributes the material.
But Eisnagle, who was sure his bill would move quickly through committee, says he does not understand where all these concerns are coming from. He says all his bill is about is giving the victims a fair shake in bringing child pornographers to justice.
Child pornographers use technology to put them all into one file so that they can have thousands of victims, but only one charge. That's the current state of the law. If we stand by up here and we allow that, well, frankly, I don't know how I go home and see my two kids. And look, if you think every child deserves justice, then vote for this bill. If you don't think that every child deserves justice, then vote against this bill.
The bill passed favorably among members of the House Judiciary Committee with only one dissenting vote in Democratic Representative Elaine Schwartz of Hollywood. But some supporters of the bill still had concerns that they hope to work out with Eisnagle. The bill now heads to the House floor. Its Senate companion Senate Bill 964 is in its second committee stop. For WFSU-FM, I'm Sasha Kortner.